आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। एनफोर्समेंट डायरेक्टरेट अरेस्ट दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर अरविंद केजरीवाल इन लिकर पॉलिसी स्कैम केस। सुप्रीम कोर्ट लाइकली टू हियर हिज बेल प्ली टुडे। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी डिपार्ट्स ऑन अ टू डे स्टेट विजिट टू भूटान। Congress releases third list of 57 candidates for upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Veteran table tennis player Achanta Sharad Kamal to be India's flag bearer at the Paris Olympics. And India's Sadhyan Gyanashekaran clinches men's singles title at World Table Tennis Feeder Beirut Tournament in Lebanon. The Enforcement Directorate has arrested Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in an alleged liquor scam case. The agency arrested him from his residence and took him to its office in New Delhi last night. Earlier, a team of ED reached the Chief Minister's residence last evening and carried out searches. The arrest came hours after the Delhi High Court refused to grant protection to Kejriwal from any coercive action by the agency. The ED had named Arvind Kejriwal in the Delhi liquor policy linked money laundering case and had sent 9 summons to him to appear before it. However, he skipped all summons, terming them illegal and politically motivated. Reacting to the action, senior BJP leader Ravishankar Prasad said, "This is a process of law which is being done with a view to take appropriate action against corruption." He said, "Let the law take its course." Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, will challenge the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the Supreme Court today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, senior AAP leader Atishi said that the party has filed an application in the Supreme Court against the arrest of Mr. Kejriwal. She added that it will be mentioned in the Supreme Court in the morning.
हमने सुप्रीम कोर्ट में अरविंद केजरीवाल जी के गैर कानूनी गिरफ्तारी के खिलाफ उस गैर कानूनी गिरफ्तारी को क्वॉश करने के लिए एप्लीकेशन डाल दी है। सुप्रीम कोर्ट में इसको मेंशन किया जाएगा और हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि इस देश का सुप्रीम कोर्ट इस देश के लोकतंत्र की रक्षा करेगा।
AAP will also stage a protest against the arrest at the BJP headquarters at 10 this morning. Furthermore, the party will also stage protests at different parts of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-day state visit to Bhutan this morning. The Prime Minister was scheduled to leave yesterday, but the program was rescheduled due to inclement weather conditions over Paro Airport in Bhutan. During the visit, the Prime Minister will receive audience with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, and the fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. He will also hold talks with his Bhutanese counterpart, Shering Tobge. Ministry of External Affairs said the visit is in keeping with the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between India and Bhutan and the government's emphasis on its neighborhood-first policy. It said India and Bhutan share a unique and enduring partnership which is rooted in mutual trust, understanding and goodwill. MEA said the shared spiritual heritage and warm people-to-people ties adds depth and vibrancy to India-Bhutan exceptional relations. It said the visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to exchange views on bilateral and regional matters of interest and deliberate on ways to expand and intensify the exemplary partnership for the benefit of the people of both the countries. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will attend various programs aimed at further cementing the India-Bhutan partnership. He added that he is looking forward to talks with Majesty the King of Bhutan, His Majesty the Fourth Druk Gyalpo and Prime Minister Shering Tobge. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Congress has released a list of 57 candidates for ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Former Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Nabam Tuki will contest from Arunachal West seat, while former Puducherry Chief Minister Vaidilingam to contest from Puducherry Lok Sabha seat. Leader of Congress Party in the current Lok Sabha, Odhir Ranjan Chaudhary, to contest from Behrampur in West Bengal. The All India Congress Committee, AICC, has announced 5 more names to contest the Lok Sabha elections from Telangana in the second list for the state last evening. With this, the Congress so far declared 9 candidates out of 17 Lok Sabha seats in the state. Among the 5 candidates announced include G. Vamshi Krishna from Pedapalle, Sunita Mahendra Reddy from Malkajgiri, a former minister D. Nagender from Secunderabad, Mallu Ravi from Nagar Kurnool, and sitting MP G. Ranjit Reddy from Chevalla. 3 of them, including Sunita Mahendra Reddy, D. Nagender and Ranjit Reddy, had joined the Congress a couple of days ago from the Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS. The Congress is yet to announce candidates for Khammam, Nizamabad, Karimnagar, Adilabad, Warangal, Bhungir, Medak and Hyderabad. The BJP has already announced party candidates for 15 Lok Sabha seats, while BRS announced candidates for 11 constituencies. BJP released third list of 9 candidates last evening for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan will contest from Nilgiri's Lok Sabha seat, while former Telangana Governor Tamilsai Soundararajan will fight from Chennai South seat. Tamil Nadu State BJP Chief K. Annamalai has been fielded from Coimbatore Lok Sabha constituency. Earlier, the party had released name of 267 candidates for the general elections. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 candidates filed their nomination papers from the Udhampur Lok Sabha constituency yesterday for the first phase of general elections to be held in Jammu and Kashmir on the 19th of April. Akashwani correspondent reports that the candidates, including Dr. Jitendra Singh and Prem Nath, both from the Bharatiya Janata Party, filed their nomination papers in the office of the returning officer. Preparations for the Lok Sabha elections in Meghalaya have gained momentum with the issuance of notification for the first phase. There are only 2 Lok Sabha seats in Meghalaya, one in Shillong and the other is Tura. Both the seats are reserved for scheduled tribes. Voting in the state will be held in the first phase on 19th April. Our correspondent gives more details.
In Meghalaya, election activities have intensified and the administration is busy finalizing the election preparations. Chief Electoral Officer Dr. B.D.R. Tiwari explained in detail about the election preparations being done on the Lok Sabha seats.
We have available stock of EVM. We have 5,873 CU, 7,181 CU and 5,790 VVPAD. So we have 167% BU, 204% CU and 164% VVPADs are in our stock.
The Chief Electoral Officer informed that the work of distribution of voter identity cards with photos is in its final stage, while strict security arrangements are being made in the state. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashwani, Shillong.
India has launched Operation Indravati to evacuate its nationals from Haiti to the Dominican Republic. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that 12 Indians have been evacuated yesterday. He said that the government of India is fully committed to the security and well-being of the Indian nationals abroad. Dr. Jayashankar also thanked the government of the Dominican Republic for their support. Hyderabad has recorded a significant improvement in terms of air quality in the last 4 years. As per the World Air Quality Report 2023, the capital city of Telangana has shown an improvement in the air quality in 2023 as compared to the previous years from 2019. The Telangana State Pollution Control Board, TSPCB, said the data collated in the last 4 years shows the concentrations of particulate matter 10 micrometers or less in diameter, called PM10 in Hyderabad, dropped down considerably. A similar decline in the PM10 concentrations were registered in the surrounding Patancheru, Shangarareddy, while the values in Nalgonda kept fluctuating during the same period. World Water Day is being celebrated today. The day is observed every year on the 22nd of March to honor the importance of fresh water. World Water Day brings people, organizations and governments together to confront urgent water challenges and strive towards guaranteeing that everyone has access to clean water and sanitation through awareness-raising events, educational programs and community-driven campaigns. In Punjab, the historical and traditional Hola Mahalla began yesterday at the historical Gurdwara Patalpuri Sahib in Kiratpur Sahib. On this occasion, Jathedar Singh Sahib of Takht and Chairman of Shiromani Gurudwara Management Committee were also present. The Hola Mahalla will run for 3 days each in Kiratpur Sahib and Anandpur Sahib. A report from our Jalandhar correspondent.
The Hola Mahalla in regard to the festival of Holi begins with the beating of traditional drums and beginning of Shri Akhand Path Sahib at historical Gurdwara Patalpuri Sahib in Kiratpur Sahib. A large number of devotees from India and abroad visiting Gurdwara Sahib are bowing before Shri Guru Granth Sahib Ji with full devotion. The government has deployed a large number of police officers and jawans for security purposes. CCTV cameras have been installed at many places to keep a close watch on anti-social elements. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
On to sports now. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has announced veteran table tennis player Achanta Sharad Kamal as the Indian flag bearer at the upcoming Paris Olympics. The flag bearer at the Olympic Games is a symbolic leader who is the first person to march a country's delegation out during the grand opening ceremony parade. The person proudly displays the country's flag during the parade. IOA also announced yesterday Olympic bronze medalist and multiple times boxing world champion Mary Kom as the chef de mission for the Indian contingent to Paris. A chef de mission is the head of a sports delegation at an international event. India's Sadhyan Gyanashekaran has clinched the men's singles title at the World Table Tennis FIDE Beirut tournament in Lebanon yesterday. World number 103, Sadhyan, defeated compatriot and world number 74, Manav Vikas Thakkar, in the finals yesterday. Earlier, Sadhyan overpowered world number 39, Chinese Taipei's Huang Hi-Huan in the semifinals. Overall, Indian paddlers had a good outing at the tournament, making it to the three finals, including two All-Indian finals in the men's singles and mixed doubles category. Indian paddlers finished the tournament with two titles and three runners-up finish. In Swiss Open badminton, ace Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajavat have entered the quarterfinals of the men's singles at Basel in Switzerland. Srikanth defeated Lee Hia Hua of Malaysia in straight sets, 21-16, 21-15, while the youngster Kiran outsmarted the French player Alex Lenea, 18-21, 22-20, 21-18. Priyanshu beat Li Lan Shi of China, 21-14, 21-13 yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have headlined the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for his alleged role in the state's controversial 2021-22 excise policy after questioning him at his residence. Kejriwal knocked out headlines The Pioneer after day-long drama and HC's refusal to give him relief. ED arrests Kejriwal headlines The Times of India. Mostly all papers have on their front page the story of the freezing the Congress party's bank accounts weeks before the general elections. The Hindustan Times headlines Congress hits out at government for attack on party funds, bid to cripple Congress, Sonia targets PM on fund freeze, headlines the Tribune. And finally, the Indian Express has a story on its front page on how the police tracked a baseball cap from CCTV to key accused in Bengaluru cafe blast case. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Enforcement Directorate arrests Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in liquor policy scam case. Supreme Court likely to hear his bail plea today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi departs on a 2-day state visit to Bhutan. Congress releases third list of 57 candidates for upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Veteran table tennis player Achanta Sharad Kamal to be India's flag bearer at the Paris Olympics. And India's Sadhyan Gyanashekaran clinches men's singles title at World Table Tennis FIDE Beirut tournament in Lebanon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.